was very much like my own. "Tanner," I said quietly. There was an appreciable delay before the man answered, amusement in his voice. "Are you asking or telling?" "Very funny. I've got something to tell you, you know." The voice was faint, backdropped by sounds of machinery. "I don't know if you've quite put the pieces together yet." "I'm beginning to." Another delay. Tanner was in space, I realized, somewhere near Yellowstone, but appreciable fractions of a light second away from low orbit, probably out near the belt of habitats where the mendicants held tenancy. "Good. I won't insult you by using your real name. Not just yet. But this much I will tell you." I felt myself stiffen. "I've come to do what Tanner Mirabel does, which is to complete something he started. I've come to kill you, just as you came to kill Ryvich. Symmetric, don't you think? If you're in space, then you're already going in the wrong direction. I know you were here before. I found your calling card with Dominica. Nice touch with the snakes, wasn't it? Or haven't you quite figured that part out yet?" "I'm doing my best." "I'd love to chat, I really would." The face smiled. "And maybe we'll still get the chance." I knew it was bait, but I fell for it anyway. "Where are you?" "On my way to an engagement with someone dear to your heart." "Ryvich," Quirrenbach said quietly, and I nodded, remembering how Quirrenbach had claimed to be taking us into space for a meeting with Ryvich before Chantrell rescued us. "One of the high carousels," he had said, "a place called Refuge." "Ryvich doesn't figure in this," I said. "He's an accessory, nothing more. This is only about you and me. We don't have to make it any more than it already is." "Quite a change of tune from a man who was intent on killing Ryvich up to only a few hours ago," Tanner said. "Maybe I'm not the man I thought I was. But why do you have to go after Ryvich?" "Because he's an innocent." "What does that mean?" "It means he'll bring you to me." Tanner's smile flashed on the screen, daring me to find fault with his logic. "I'm right, aren't I? You came here to kill him, but you'd rather save him than have me do the job for you." I have no idea how I felt, in all truth. Tanner was forcing me to confront questions I had skirted around until now while I dealt with the schism in my memories. But that schism had opened into a cleft which had ripped my past from me and left something poisonous in its place. If I was Kaweah, and everything now pointed to that, then I hated myself to the core. But I could not hate Tanner any less. He had killed Geeta. No, we killed her. The thought, the crushing logic of it, hit home. We shared memories now, whole intermingled strands of past. Tanner's memories were not truly mine, but now that I'd carried them in my head, I could never be entirely free of their influence. He had killed Geeta. Now I carried the memory of having done it myself, the memory of having killed the most precious entity in my universe. But it was worse, far worse than that. Tanner's crimes were nothing compared to those that I'd suppressed, buried in the memories I had hidden beneath Tanner's, but which were now upwelling into my consciousness. I still felt like Tanner. Still felt that his past was the right one, but I'd glimpsed enough of the truth to know that this was only an illusion, which would grow less and less convincing with time. That it was Kaweah's past and memories which really belonged in this body. And even that was not the end of it, for Kaweah himself was only a kind of shell, overlaying an even deeper set of memories. I didn't want to think about that, but I could see the way things were headed. I had stolen Tanner's memories, made myself think, temporarily,